For the second straight year now, the Newfoundland and Labrador Soccer Association, they were forced to hold their AGM virtually. It was a rocky year for all sports with the uncertainty of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the Newfoundland and Labrador Soccer Association also had to elect a new group of officers. Doug Redmond is the president of the NLSA, and we've reached him in St. John's this morning. Good morning, Mr. Redmond.
Morning, Jordan.
President Redmond, I should say. What are some of the main takeaways from your weekend AGM?
Basically, everyone's really interested in getting soccer season started again, and we're working on getting a return to work plans up and sent to Sport NL and the report Department of Health, but limited training is already on the go, and we got a provincial camp this weekend.
Yeah, what are your hopes for this summer?
We're hoping to have a really good summer, and last year, with everything that went on the go, we were the only soccer in the country that had provincial championships, and basically, we work with Sport NL and Department of Health quite closely, and because of that, we had a really good summer last year. It was a bit late starting, but overall, it was a very successful season. And when we weren't on the field, there was a lot of coaching seminars done. There was a lot of people doing virtual training with their players. There was work done with CSA and club licensing programs. So we did have a really busy year last year.
And you did kind of allude to this already, but tournaments like the provincials or even the regionals and the national tournaments, what is the status?
We're hoping to have provincial championships again this year. Canadian Soccer Association is still looking at nationals for October, but a final decision, and that won't be made until mid-May. But we're hoping to have provincial championships again this year, with the cooperation of Department of Health.
And now the association represents some 29 clubs. So, President Doug Redmond, how difficult has this last year been on some of those associations around Newfoundland and Labrador?
For some clubs, last year they didn't get off the ground because where COVID was so late and so new, it was a lot of challenges. But, some of the clubs that didn't offer programming last year at the AGM this past weekend are basically looking forward to getting started. And, it'll be almost staggered. Some clubs will start in May, some will start June, some will start early July, but most clubs and associations are very eager and ready to get going this year because a lot of the work has been put in place since last year and is more updating what went right last year to make for a successful season this year.
And do you think all the clubs across the province are going to be able to bounce back?
Based on the discussions this weekend, I think the majority of the clubs will be able to bounce back because clubs that didn't get programming off the ground last year, they really missed it. And, from a physical aspect, it was really important to get programming going. But psychologically, it was a real benefit to have soccer played last year because even though attendance was limited, people were very eager to get back to normal lifestyle as much as possible.
You're reading my letters. Doug Redmond, you're the president of the NLSA. So during the AGM over the weekend, elections also took place for vice president, senior men's, vice president, senior women's, and treasurer. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Damien Messer went back senior men's, Bernie Manning went back senior ladies, and Doug Kirby went back as treasurer.
Well, strange times we live in, all done virtually. Doug Redmond, I thank you so much for taking time to bring us the very latest on the Newfoundland and Labrador Soccer Association.
Thank you very much.